Tulane's astronomy buffs now have a place to take in the wonders of outer space, the Tulane Observatory. The observatory will now be open to the public once a month. We're talking to Professor Emeritus of Physics, Dr. Dan Purrington, about this new opportunity to view the skies. So, Dr. Purrington, tell us a little bit about the Tulane Observatory.
Well, the Tulane Observatory is actually fairly new. It was built in 2001, but it replaced a building that many of your listeners and so on would know. It was built in 1940, and it was a charming little building on the Tulane campus, replaced by the business school in 2001, I guess. It has a 16-inch computer-controlled modern electronic telescope, which is a huge improvement over the telescope we had prior to 2001. Many people bemoaned the loss of that old building, but we've got a much better facility.
Now, this was opened once before to the public, I understand.
We opened it once in August of 2003 when Mars was closer than it had ever been, 60,000 years, only by a few miles. But in any case, we had 1,100 people who showed up in two nights, and that's the last time we did it.
How far can you see with this new telescope?
Well, there's a real answer to that, because if something is very far away but very bright, then you can see it. If it's very close by and faint, you can't see it. I mean, there are objects that are a billion light years away that can be seen.
What do you hope to show people who come to see the stars?
Generally speaking, not galaxies, not deep sky objects, because there's just too much light pollution in the middle of the city and in the middle of the campus. But especially the bright planets, Jupiter and Saturn. Everyone loves to see Saturn and Mars and the moon. I think we'll actually have a solar session on May 9th. I haven't actually finalized it, but there will be what's called a transit of Mercury. Well, Mercury actually passes across the disk of the sun.
Now, you were going to do this on a set monthly schedule, but I think that you're sort of rethinking that.
We have a Facebook page that the students have set up, and that's where people should go. It's called Tulane University Observatory, I think. In the first place, we might have to cancel because of bad weather. And also, the events in the sky don't necessarily correspond to the first Wednesday of the month. So we may tweak that a little bit. So people should stay tuned for that.
You've been doing this for quite a while. Have you seen an interest in astronomy and the skies go up because of all that we've discovered and because of the news?
Well, you know, astronomy is sort of a unique science. I mean, it's the oldest of the sciences. But it also has an aesthetic dimension to it, and it's almost unique among the sciences in that people can do a little bit of themselves. They can walk out in their backyard and look at the stars or the moon, and you can't really do that in chemistry or physics. And then, of course, it deals with first and last things. I mean, the origin of the universe and the fate of the universe and the large-scale features of the universe. So,
what are some of the other things coming up this spring that novices can look forward to?
Well, I would like to have a session when the moon is near first quarter, which is the best time to look at it because the shadows are longest, the craters are most easily seen. This transit of Mercury, which is actually in the morning, so it's in the daytime, won't be at night. And then if people are willing, we might have a late night session to look at Saturn, because Saturn will still be rising pretty late at night. You never know. A comet may be discovered tomorrow that's going to be a very brilliant object in the evening sky in a few months. Things that are unpredictable, you just have to wait for.
From what you said, you don't have to go to the observatory only at night to see the skies.
No. Obviously, if you want to see the sun, you're going to have to do it in the daytime. And we do have a filter that allows one to look at the sun. And you can see sunspots, although right now the sunspot cycle is in a declining stage. But Mercury is going to pass directly in front of the sun. Most people won't see Mercury at all. It is said that Nicholas Copernicus, who created the heliocentric system, never saw Mercury. It's so hard to see.
It's so interesting. You just must have a font of knowledge up there. Thank you so much, Dr. Purrington, for sharing this information with us. For more information, you can go to the Facebook page, which is Tulane University Observatory. For WWNO, this is Renee Peck.